the Sales Acceleration Show, where we talk about the science of selling across the areas of marketing, sales, and sales operations. Please join our Facebook group, Sales Acceleration. I'm your host, Gabe Larson, and with that, let's get at it.
Welcome. We've got a Friday morning mantra for you today. You've got your host, Gabe Larson. Wanted to talk about something been on my mind. Why you shouldn't let your sales reps work weekends. Imagine with me for a minute, it's the end of your month or it's the end of your quarter. So you want to make sure you give it your all. So you tell your sales team to come in and work Saturday and Sunday. How many of you have done that? If you're like me, you've at least done it a couple times. Now, not long ago, we were trying to close a deal with a company out of California. Their COO is a tough man. I'm actually a huge fan of his, but I'll tell you, I never want to find myself on the opposite side of the table from him again. He pushed the deal to make sure it met his terms and conditions, and it seemed like our legal teams went back and forth at least 100 times on the weekend trying to make the deal work. Now, we eventually did win the deal, but we ended up agreeing to basically everything the prospect wanted, which means we basically lost the deal. Now, that's not an unusual experience. I think most of us probably have similar stories. I was talking to a company in Florida. Man, I love these guys. And they sat me down and told me about a vendor they were buying software from. And they knew that they could get the best deal if they just waited until the end. So they told me they ended up signing the contract with the best terms and conditions they'd ever gotten right before midnight on Sunday. That was the last day of the vendor's quarter. You know, good for these companies. No customer wants to be bugged on the weekend, but you know, what is a sales team to do? When we ran an analysis, I had talked about this previously. We had looked at 9.8 million sales opportunities over a little over 2 years. Now, the last day of the month or quarter fell on the weekend 30% of the time. So, should companies let the month end short and call it good, or should they plan on pushing and trying to close the deals on the weekend? Well, when we looked at the data, it appears that companies literally lose an arm and a leg if they force their reps to close on the weekend. Now, the win rate is 73% higher on weekdays than it is on weekends. And the deal size on weekdays is 83% higher than it is on weekends. So those are big numbers. And if companies aren't careful about how they treat weekends, they could cost themselves a lot in missed revenue. So if you're going to coach a rep to close on any day of the week, it appears Tuesday is going to be your best day. It's going to be your best chance. Now, why Tuesday? Well, Tuesday has an 81% better chance of closing a deal than the weekend days. Now, why is it Tuesday? Truthfully, we don't know. We've studied nearly 10 million sales opportunities, and that's frankly what the data said. But when we look at some of the qualitative pieces, we do see that leaders are buried Monday. They got the weekend work. They got all the emails coming in from the weekend. So Monday's off the table. And truthfully, they want to get out of the office early on Friday, which makes those the two worst weekdays to close the deal when it comes to win rate. So by the time Tuesday rolls around, leaders dig themselves out of that mess, and Tuesday they appear to come up for a little bit of air. They're in the best mood. So if you're going to push reps to close on any day of the week, and not everybody has the opportunity to choose, but if you're going to be able to push them, you want to push them to that Tuesday followed by Wednesday and Thursday. That's when the data says you're going to have your best opportunity to close a deal. But again, understand, I've been in your shoes. I've been in sales shoes. Can't always choose the days you close, but if you are playing the odds, you're playing the blackjack table, your math game here, you're going to want to stay away from the weekends, as those are significantly, significantly worse when it comes to win rate and deal size than any day of the week. So that's the morning mantra for you. Thought I'd pass along those facts. Think about how to manage your teams and watch out for those weekends. And with that, hope you have a fantastic day, and let's get at it.
You've been listening to the Sales Acceleration Show. I'm your host, Gabe Larson. If you'd like to learn more sales acceleration best practices, go to InsideSales.com or follow me @GabeLarson on Facebook. Thanks again for listening.